And I must ask, you know, adding to the brutality of a national campaign, the Palin family also has an infant with special needs. What leads you, the senator and the governor, to believe that one won't affect the other in the next couple of months?
In terms of her personal life, I think the extent that people want to look at her, she's got an incredible life story with five children, with a son going into the military. She's got an incredible
She has an infant with special needs. Will that affect her campaigning?
I don't believe it will affect her campaigning. I don't believe it will affect her at all.
Okay. Appreciate your time this morning, Mike Duhaime.
Sure thing, Bill. Kate? Thanks.
Well, how will the nomination play out there, particularly with women voters? Let's turn to Cokie Roberts, ABC News longtime contributor, who joins us now from Washington. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Kate. That long time is a low blow.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I mean that all good. All good, Cokie. Hey, let me ask you about Gail Collins this morning, columnist in the New York Times, has written a scathing column this morning talking about the choice and basically suggesting that the only reason the governor was chosen was because she is a woman. And let me quote from Gail Collins. She says, "The idea that women are going to race off to vote for any candidate with the same internal plumbing is both offensive and historically wrong." What do you think?
That's correct. That women do not necessarily vote for women. However, if you get a lot of questions about who's taking care of the children, it might make people angry enough to vote for her, because that is something that traditionally has very much angered women voters when women candidates are asked those questions, and male candidates never are.